my everything. It is my lot. We have to often sing this. And that is all. held in the course of the Senate last week, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from him.
And we do give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. And we're just glad to be in the house of God this morning. And we appreciate the worship, and the praise, and the prayers. It's wonderful, isn't it? And God inhabits the praises of his people. And the word of God says, enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Hallelujah.
And thank God this is the day the Lord has made. Praise God. The Lord bless each one. Praise God. Let's read from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Just one verse. Exodus chapter 15, the book of Exodus. Genesis, Exodus. So it's the second book of the Bible. Chapter 15, verse 26. And I want to take for the title today, looking at the word for healing.
Amen.
Don't go looking anywhere else.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at the word.
Amen.
God's word is the authority. It is the say-so.
Amen.
It is the amen.
That's right.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little, so is the word of God. And say that thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. And will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads this morning. Praise God. And Heavenly Father, we would thank you and praise you for your mercy. For your mercies are new every morning. Lord, as we come this morning, we plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the driven snow. Purge me, and I shall be the ketchup. Sanctify me, and I'll praise thy name. Lord, I sincerely pray that you will bind every work of the devil in every home and in every life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you will give us perfect liberty in the Holy Ghost today. Speak to us clear from your word. Oh Lord, touch your children once again.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Just to say, before I bring the message, I found this book of George Jeffries. I want to find out more about George Jeffries. I ordered it, never came. Couldn't get it again. It's a second-hand book. Then one day I found another one and I got it, but it did come. And I tell you what, that man was used of God. In 1915, as a young man, God was using him mightily over England, but he had a desire to come here. And he came here to Ireland and they called him the Elam Band. And the word Elam was originally taken from the Old Testament as a place of rest. They came into a place called Elam. That's where the name came from. And he believed in the four-square gospel. And he was voted in as pastor. And when they voted him in the minutes, he wanted something put in them minutes. And I want you to hear what it was. This was George Jeffries. He said that there'd be no stealing sheep. That you'd have to win your own sheep. You would steal no other sheep. And that God was big enough to give every man his own sheep. Yeah. And you were not allowed to take sheep from another church to your church. That was forbidden. That was one of his rules. He himself put it in the minutes. Now, God led him to meetings in Ballymoney, I'm not sure which place, and he had 5 weeks of a tent meeting that was only after 6 months of being here. There was over 100 converted in them meetings. But here's the difference from meetings we hear about today. 123 of the conversions received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with supernatural signs following it. 123 of them conversions. I am telling you, the power of God was on them. It was the talk of the country. One man writing about it said he was reminded of the prayer of St. Patrick 1500 years before. St. Patrick prayed 100 times in one day that Ireland would be saved. 100 times in one day. And St. Patrick's own writing says he never felt wearied. Amen. When he prayed 100 times. Amen. For God led him to do it.
Glory.
And if you didn't think Patrick was a Christian, you need to read history. He was a real believer.
Amen.
But that's the ministry of George Jeffries. I'm just starting to read it. The things God used him to do back then was outstanding. He didn't need to go and steal sheep nowhere else. God gave him sheep. Fresh sheep. And I tell you, you hear so much today, and not particularly here maybe in Ireland, but other countries where there's some big man and a church more or less closes to go and follow some man. That's not the way it should be done.
That's right.
That's wrong. I'm going to tell you that's wrong. That's not the way it should be done. What man will man follow? There's only one man we should be following. That's Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
And I tell you, if you think there's a problem, pray that God cures it. Amen.
Right.
But I tell you, it's wonderful. There's men we never hear about that God used. Stephen Jeffries as well. People don't mention him much, but he had a miraculous ministry. And them men were used to God. And the original beginnings of the Elam movement was powerful. I'm telling you. It's not today what it was then. We know that. But there's a lot of other movements are not what they used to be either. And you hear George Jeffries quoting regular John Wesley. In his writings, you'll hear him quoting John Wesley. John Wesley was a mighty man of God. And I tell you, God is real today. But I want us to look at the Word of God, and I won't try and be too long this morning. Looking at the Word for healing. Many people go to Lourdes, and some other people might go to some other places, and they look for healing in so many different ways, but we are looking at the Word of God for our healing. That's where we were looking. We're not looking to lures. We're not looking at some monument or some image or anything but the Word of God.
Amen.
And there's healing in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Because the Word of God is the children's bread.
Amen.
I want us to look at God's Word concerning sickness and infirmity to the children of Israel en route to the promised land. I want you to see what God's Word says. He told them if they'd done the right thing, he would put none of these diseases upon them. Everybody today is panicking over this. What's the name of it, brother?
Coronavirus.
There's even adverts on some of the apps, you'll see them, for one woman sneezes and she drops down dead and the rest of them continue on reading the paper, they ignore her. I want to tell you this morning, if God under the old covenant, under the sacrificial lamb that could not take away sin, only could cover sin, could keep a disease from coming upon the children of Israel who rebelled and done all sorts, what could God not do today?
Amen.
Under the new covenant and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, if we submit ourselves to him.
Amen.
And the Word of God said that we submit unto the Lord. If we resist from us.
Right.
You can't resist the devil when you do this. Submit to God first.
Amen.
But when you submit to God, you will resist the devil.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
Yes.
When you submit to God, you will overcome the devil. Here we see in this wonderful statement, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He gave them this statement of one of the redemptive names, I am Jehovah Rapha.
Right.
That is, I am the Lord, the great physician or the healer. So God is saying, I am the great physician. I am the healer, not the doctor. The doctor can't heal nobody.
That's right.
I don't care how good he is. He can inject you and give you tablets, but that doesn't cure you.
That's right.
You know, a lot of medications kill the good in you as well as the bad. How many knows that?
Right.
Chemotherapy does it. You talk to people that's undergone chemotherapy and they'll tell you that it kills good as well as bad. Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
His word is telling us here, I am your physician.
Amen.
Now is he not enough of a physician?
Amen.
We don't need to look to another physician if Jesus is our physician.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, I'm not saying that, but I'm telling you, when the doctors and nurses do all they can do and there's nothing more they can do, it's the Lord that does it. But you know the Bible does say, seek not after the physicians.
That's right, amen.
The Bible says that.
Amen.
People are so often run here and run there. And there's one wee man I know and he's dying every time I see him. And he tells me he can't get involved in this and he can't get involved in someone else. For he says, like, Tommy, you know yourself, you wouldn't know how I would be. Well, I know how I'm going to be.
Right.
I'm going to say so.
Amen.
Amen. It's unbelief if you don't.
That's right.
I'm going to go away. And if I drop dead, I don't care if I'm going straight to heaven.
Glory. Amen.
But why? He's a great physician. The physician or the healer. That's what it means, Jehovah Rapha. What a wonderful universal promise regarding physical or mental trouble for all kinds. There were about 3 million to whom Jehovah gave this promise. 3 million. And if it was meant for every one of them, and every one of them accepted it personally, the psalmist David tells us this in Psalms 105, verse 37. Here's what he says. 3 million of them. Want you to hear this? Want against Moses when he was old, the Bible says his eye wasn't even dim.
Amen.
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 His eye wasn't even dim. That's our God.
Glory.
Now I want you to remember his benefits when we study the Word. And we need to look at the Word of God. There's good things you can read, and there's good books. I believe in good books. But there's no point reading about healing. Hear me this morning, and I'm going to lay this out. You fellas better listen to this. Don't be reading about people that are of the persuasion that are against the gifts of the Spirit if you're looking faith for healing. You will be confused once you read their books. You need to read the books of men that are real Pentecostals.
Yes,
that's right. That believe in all the Bible, not just part of it.
Amen.
Yes,
God has separated us from such.
Amen.
I don't go to the first denomination I started with because they don't believe in speaking in tongues and prophesying, and they don't believe in prophets, and they don't believe in a fivefold ministry. I'm no longer there. I don't go there because I believe that we're still in the apostolic age. And I believe when God sent the spirit of Elijah, according to Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6, behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. That was to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. That's what George Jeffries had. He had the apostolic message. The four square message. William Branham had the four square message. Smith Wigglesworth, all them great men of God had it and practiced it.
Yes.
You know, George Jeffries says, and it tells in that book, many of the churches back then said, oh, but you are into all this healing and fanaticism, but people are not getting saved. And then when the power of God came in the meetings, George Jeffries' results on salvation were more than all of them put together.
Amen.
Because when unbelievers see the power of God, they'll fall down and say, is not God in you for truth?
That's right.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
As long as Jesus Christ will forgive all man's sins, he'll forgive all, he'll heal all sicknesses. Let me give you this. The word of God. Now, you need to know God's will. And you need to read the will. This is God's will.
Amen.
Testament is an old English word for will. So we need to read the will.
Amen.
Now, there's a lot of people changing the will.
That's right.
You cannot change the will of someone that's dead. Are you hearing me clear? Come on. The Bible says in Hebrews that the will is of no effect while the testator liveth. But after the testator is dead, the will becomes effective.
Yes.
Don't forget his name.
Yes.
Now listen to this. As long as Jesus Christ will forgive all sins, he will heal all manner of diseases. Is he stopped forgiving sins?
No.
No? Then he still heals.
Amen. That's right.
He is equally as much a healer as he is a savior.
That's right.
He's not more than one or less than the other.
No.
He's all.
Amen.
Thank God he is.
That's right.
As long as Christ Jesus is a sin forgiver, he will be a sickness healer. Both sin and sickness are hateful in his sight. He was, is, and always will be as willing to heal all the sick as he is to save all the sinful.
Right.
Are all saved? No. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we stop preaching salvation for all.
Amen. No, that's right.
Amen. Because everybody doesn't get saved every time a preacher preaches. He doesn't go home and throw his boots up the Bible over the head and say that.
That's right.
It's no contest, because the devil's works have no foundation.
That's right.
But we have a When you do that, the Spirit of Ichabod. Ichabod. That's for sure. That's the grave of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to hear it again, the promises of the Word of God. It's a direct revelation of what God can and will do for us. God's Word is. God's Word is a revelation to us. Just like the revelation of the blood, where do we start with it? We don't start at Calvary, we start in Genesis. We start in Genesis and we see that Cain and Abel brought their offerings to God.
Yes.
And Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice to God than Cain did. Because it was revealed to him by revelation that it had to be blood. And Abel offered blood and God accepted blood. And the plan of redemption is from Genesis the whole way to Revelation. And the blood's there. Then the plan of healing's there as well. God gave them a brass serpent in the days of Moses, and they could look upon it, and they were bitten by a serpent, and they looked at the brass serpent, and the brass speaks of judgment. Brass is judgment. And Jesus Christ was judged at the cross for me and you. He had no sin, but he became sin. He took your place, he took my place. So that we might become the righteousness of God through him.
That's right.
Amen. And the judgment and the wrath of God was poured upon him. God even turned his back on him.
Right.
Whole creation stopped and blacked out. There was darkness over the face of the earth. And Jesus took our hell.
That's right.
And he took our sins and he took our sicknesses. He bore them all at Calvary.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank God he did.
Amen.
He has promised to heal all our diseases. So therefore he can and will heal all our diseases. If he had not have said it, then we could not believe it. But he did promise to heal all our diseases. You see this coronavirus, if you know that people are saying they were experimenting in a laboratory with chemical warfare. And this stuff got out. It was man's own making. People want to blame God. God done this, God done that, God done something else. No, man's ruining himself.
Yes, that's right.
Man is ruining himself. William Branham says he got the knowledge to split the atom. He says, where'd he get it from? Satan. Mm-hmm. And when he got the knowledge to split the atom and he made the atomic bomb, the atomic bomb's not made for the good of civilization or the world. It's there to kill. What about years ago when they did the chemical warfare and the flesh melted of the children?
Right.
How many knows about that?
Yes.
Come on! It's happened!
That's right.
Man made it! Ace! Man made it! God brought it on them because of homosexuals. Nonsense! It was man made in a laboratory. Oh, but brother, do you not believe that? Hold on a minute now. If God will judge man because of his sin, every one of us is finished. Now we are judged, we know that, but there's grace for every man who will come.
That's
grace!
That's right.
God does not wipe man out because he done this or that. If he did, we were all gone. Boom, bang, it's over.
100%.
Didn't William Branham tell it when he saw the blood circling the earth? He said, they don't see your sins, they see the blood. And I'll tell you, it's even there for the homosexuals that'll come.
That's right.
God can save a homosexual. I want you to know that.
Amen.
You know that young soldier man who met with a prophet down the side street outside the restaurant. You hear Ed Biscoe's testimony about it. And that prophet told him everything that no other man could know, but God showed him it. And he threw his arms up. Hallelujah! And he said, thank God I'm free.
Amen.
He was free.
Amen.
God delivered him from that condition.
Amen.
We need to have love for everybody.
That's right.
Now, not something that people call love, but God's love.
That's right.
It can't be love. He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, brother. Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken and smitten of God. God smit Jesus. Are you hearing? Are you reading it in your Bible? It's not a mistake. God punished Jesus for me and you. That's the reality of this book. Now if God punished Jesus Christ for me and you, why would me and you have to be punished to be saved if He was punished for us?
Amen. Absolutely.
Then that proves that we do not need to bear them. He being our substitute. Not far. A rugby, all right. Whether you play or have watched it, but you know what a substitute is. That means if Tommy's having a bad day, or Salah's having a bad day, he never gets subbed, but anyhow. But you know what I'm saying? If that fella's not up to par, he's not playing well, he's substituted. Fresh legs are brought on. Will you have already been substituted? 2,000 years ago, Jesus took your place. You don't have to do it. He did it for you. He is your substitute.
Amen.
That's what it means. He's done it for you. He's playing the game, as it were. He's won the battle. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave.
Amen.
And he's your substitute. Thank God for this morning. He's born then in our place, and so we are free. You see how God's word reveals God's will for us? If he had wanted some of us to be sick, then surely Jesus would not have borne your and my sicknesses.
That's right.
Listen, the sickness and disease, because in so doing he would have liberated us from the thing. Why would he liberate us from it if we're meant to have it? That would be a contradiction. I fear people saying I'm suffering for God. Why? What for? You will not improve your salvation by suffering for God. How could you suffer for God? God can't suffer. Do you know the Bible? He neither slumbers nor sleeps. God cannot be even tempted with no man. That's the word of God. That's why he had to become flesh and blood in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would suffer for us. Him as our substitute. And I'm not saying, I know we go through hard times, but it doesn't mean we're less saved. I know we can fall sick, but the Lord can still heal us. Christ could say, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Remember, Jesus was the Word, John 1, verse 1. So he only could do what the Word did. Therefore, we have the will of God fully revealed in the Word. Jesus never did nothing outside of the Word. He fulfilled every word. Amen?
Amen.
He fulfilled the Word. He was the Word made flesh. As he walked in the light, if we walk in the light, as he in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us.
Amen.
From all sin.
Amen.
And from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
How will I walk in the light? Well, there's a brother over here, and he's a new revelation, and you need to follow it. No, no. No, no, hold on a minute. No, no. Where's the Bible for that one?
Yes.
Nowhere.
That's right.
I believe the things God's done, but I don't need access.
Yes.
I don't want the extras. I don't need them. If I'm a blueprint for a house and I build it according to that blueprint, and Joe Bloggs come up and says, "Now, will I tell you, you need to do this and this," but if it's not in that blueprint, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it. It's not part of it.
Yeah, yes.
Revelation says, "Do not add to the word.
Yes.
Do not take away from the word. Just keep the word." You'll be doing well just to believe in what you've got without getting extra. And this is all the extra you'll ever need.
Amen.
Oh, but brother, we need revelation. This book's full of it. God will give you all the revelation you want. Believe me. I'm afraid I might not come into all God has for me. If you're walking in the will of God, you can't miss it. He'll give you everything he has for you. The word of God says he will. No good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before him. That's God's word. Praise God. 5 minutes and I'll stop. Remember, it's God's will to heal because the word says so. True faith steps out with the word, true faith. And the effects of perfect healing are soon manifested, true faith. You see, it's like Jack Cole, when Jack Cole was lying in the hospital. say you're always mentioning Jack Coe because it's a tremendous testimony.
That's right.
Lying in the hospital. Well, this fella came from this group and somebody came from this group and they said, now Lord, if it's your will you heal Jack? Yeah. They opened them up and they seen all that cancer and they closed them and said, Jack, there's no hope for you. That's the doctor's opinion.
That's right.
There's no hope for you. You'll not last long. That's what the doctor said.
That's right.
But I have another opinion here.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, this is not some foreign thing or strange. When Pharaoh had the children of Israel, according to him, they were never getting out. Give me a moment with this. This is how the devil works when you get saved too. Let me tell you this. Pharaoh, when God judged Pharaoh with the plagues of flies, with the plagues of locusts, the water turned to blood, God brought all them 10 plagues down in Egypt. Because God was judging them, because God wanted his people to be set free. Pharaoh eventually hardened his heart, but eventually he let the people go. But they weren't going too far or too long when he changed his mind.
That's right.
And he changed his mind and he said, get the horses from the chariots ready. We're going to go after these Israelites and we're going to catch them. He was a member of a denomination called the Go So Far Religion.
That's it.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
He let them out, but he's afraid of going too far.
That's right.
Stop them before they get to the Red Sea.
That's right. Amen.
He done it. God intervened. Same God in doesn't just part, but the Bible said it parted on every side like a great wall. Now all the scientists say the wind blew this and the wind blew that. See all that? It might have, it might not. I don't go by any of that. He's not scientists so foolishly called.
That's right.
God done it. Amen. God spoke to his own creation and said, I'll tell you what, see. You've got about 2 seconds to get yourself out of the road now. I'm telling you, that's what I'm looking at.
Right.
And that sea said, here, there's God.
Amen.
Done it. Get to it.
That's right.
That's
right.
I believe, and see this business, a wee bit in the way. No. God just, whew, just the guy. And that Red Sea opened up, and I tell you, they come down and they went over on dry ground.
Amen.
And Pharaoh and his horses and chariots, imagine the big, you know, coming after them. Blood! Think of it. And he's coming to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And just as he's coming, and they come down into the water, but as they come down in, where that it's slowly and clear, there's a big road there going to go through, they think as well. Israel gets out the other side. When the last the water closes in.
That's
right.
Now here's one even better. It's proven. There's a man have found the wheels of the chariots that were in that water. Amen. Pharaoh and his horsemen that you see today, ye shall see no more. God drowned them in the water.
That's right.
And the children of Israel were free. God can do that with a multitude under an old law. What can he do for you? Let's stand our feet this morning. What can God do for you under the new covenant, under the blood of Jesus Christ? Listen, the supreme sacrifice.
That's right.
Do you ever read where it says he endured the cross? He endured the cross.
Yes.
He's our
servant.
Let's close our eyes this morning. If you want prayer, listen, I know we can lay hands on God can do it. But my title this morning is the Word of God.
Amen.
Healed by the Word of God. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
Let the Word of God go into you. Accept God's Word for you.
That's right.
Believe it.
Amen.
Believe my prophets. And so should he prosper. That's God's word. That is God's word. You would say, Pastor, will you pray for me? Lift your hand. Praise God. Don't forget this evening, and Brother John's going to testify, and we're going to have a gospel service tonight.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, God is real.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you. Lord, if the theme of the end time messenger was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever,
amen,
what should our theme be today?
Yes.
Surely, Lord,
yes,
we're in your will,
right,
if we preach and show the same thing,
yes,
for it's your word.
Hallelujah.
You told us in Malachi 3, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Therefore, your sons of Jacob are not concerned. You said in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. That's the theme. Lord, we're encouraged with these wonderful prophets that you've sent down through our lifetime. We're privileged to have heard them. And surely they were a great light. Lord, they would tell us this morning, I point you to Jesus Christ. Lord, we're looking to you. You're our source. Oh Lord, you're a source that's endless.
Right.
A bountiful supply.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, we wish above all things that thou mayest prosper.
Right.
And be in good health.
Amen.
Even as thy soul,
amen,
does prosper.
Amen.
No good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before him. Father, I sincerely pray for every hand that's raised in this house and listening in. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, will you touch that man?
Yes.
Will you touch righteous name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, this morning bless your children. I pray as we come to the end of this service and we worship you, that you will water your word upon the people, and that you'll confirm your own word with signs and with wonders and diverse miracles. In the name of thy holy child Jesus. In Jesus Christ's lovely name. Amen. Amen. I want a brother to come. God bless you.